Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Good morning, all you hard workers, and welcome to this Sunday morning. This is Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he does every Sunday morning, this is a show that is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? That is you, because you work, or this is you. The show is dedicated to you because you're going to work. Even if you're retired and you spent your life working, the show is still dedicated to you. This show offers tips and advice that will help you to become more effective and productive in your careers. And your careers are a journey. They're very seldom linear, where you start off doing something and you stay in that same job for 30 years and you retire at that job. It's very seldom. Our careers have resets and hiccups. And Lord knows I have skinned my knees, folks. And I am not afraid to share with you where I've skinned my knees. I tell you where it hurts, but I also give you tips and guidance so that you don't skin your knees. And if sometimes, you know, you're at a decision point where you can go left or take a right, I hope you glean something from listening to the show that helps you to go in the right direction and set you on the right path. Okay, with that said, you guys also know, if you listen to the show frequently, or if you're a first-time listener, I have some of Jacksonville's most influential people as my guests, and today is no different. I have a great guest. But before we go to my guest, what we have to do is suffer through my monologue. And I want to tell you, here's my monologue and here's a story for today. This story is all about paying attention. And I want you guys to know that life is a gift. And if you focus so much energy on the future, you may neglect to open the present. See, that's kind of like a double entendre. You're not going to open the present. You know, it's a gift. But it's true. If we focus all our energy on the future, we miss out on things. And each week I ask my guests, you know, if you could go back in time, what advice would you give your younger self? And so many of them say, pay attention. Pay attention to different things that happen in your life because they missed a cue. Or maybe they missed an opportunity to strengthen a relationship or to build a friendship or to, you know, whatever it is. You know, information of significance can come to you from anywhere, from anybody, or at any time. And some of the most influential people in your life may just be passersby. Someone that's a fleeting mentor, we call it. They share some information with you that helps you in your life. But maybe, you know, if you're not receptive to that and you're not listening, you're going to miss one of those critical things. You know, years back, I had a fleeting mentor. His name was Senior Chief Chapman. And Senior Chief came up to me on the flight deck. I'm in the Navy. I'm a petty officer, and I'm working on jet engines. And he came, just picked me out of nowhere and says, what are you going to do? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, what's your plan? You going to retire in the Navy? Is this? I said, I don't know. He goes, are you taking advantage of any of the programs, like going to college, and the Navy pays 75% of your tuition while you're in? I said, well, no. He goes, are you interested in your future, son? And I said, I am. He goes, get a pen and a paper and meet me over here at this time. And I did. And he sat with me and he laid out a plan where I would have my bachelor's degree inside of 5 years by attending night school and weekends. And a lot of people aren't aware that on Navy bases, there are certain college campuses with instructors. It's run just like a regular college campus. And it's on the base to help sailors. Yeah, you get a secondary education. And, wow, he mapped it out for me, and I wrote it down. And don't you know I did exactly what he said? And inside of 5 years, I was graduating. Matter of fact, 2 months, I only saw this guy for like 3 or 4 times on the flight deck. And he grabbed me and shared this information with me. And then not long after that, he transferred out of the division, or I did, and that was it. but I did exactly what he said. And about 2 months before my graduation, I had gone from NAS Cecil Field, and I was transferred to VP 30 at NAS Jax. It's a different squadron. But I'm there, and I'm driving down the street, and who do I see walking down the street but Senior Chief Chapman? I recognize him from anywhere. And I turned around, I pulled over, I said, Senior Chief, hop in. And he says, that's Lieutenant now. And I went, oh, congratulations. He goes, yeah, I went through an officer program, and I'm an officer. And I said, fantastic. I said, listen, I got to tell you, thank you for the information you gave. For the information you gave me, I am graduating in 2 months with my bachelor's degree. And he was like, that's fantastic. But that's it. That was the end. I shook hands with him, and I still never saw him again. I tried to reach out to him a couple times. People are hard to find. Some people don't want to be found. I don't know if Senior Chief Chapman or Lieutenant Chapman or whatever he retired as doesn't want to be found, but he's pretty good at evading me. But he was a fleeting mentor, and he took the time to share information with me. So remember, guys, pay attention. Pay attention, because life is a gift, and you want to make sure you're able to unwrap the present. It's not always about the future. Guys, I told you I have a special guest with me today, and boy, do I have a special guest. My guest is Bobby Lynn Dawson, and Bobby Lynn is the owner of Power Up Training and Consulting. Bobby Lynn brings over 25 years of experience as a successful top-rated sales manager, director of training, and curriculum writer for a multi-billion dollar company. She uses that experience and her inquisitive consulting approach to develop and deliver customized training programs for small to medium-sized companies. Her passion is helping companies and individuals overcome barriers to success by seeing new possibilities and a path to a stronger, more lucrative business with a well-trained team. Bobby Lynn, welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Hey, Pete. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Well, thank you for getting up early on Sunday morning. I appreciate it. You know, I didn't, you know, in one little intro, I can't possibly give justice to Power Up. Tell me a little bit more about what Power Up is.
Sure. Well, Power Up is a training and consulting company, and we really are focusing on your mid-level managers. Those are super important to me because those are the people that I feel get left behind so frequently. So that's kind of our specialty. I also have to say, though, I love what you just said about being a mentor. That is one of the reasons that I left the corporate world, as a matter of fact. I felt like I'd been with my company for almost 25 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
You know, that doesn't happen real frequently, and had been with the same company for 20 years. But what that gave me was such a 360-degree view of the company. But now I want to take that, and I want to be that mentor to other people. I want to be that mentor to other companies.
It's about giving. So, you know, life is like, you know, you make deposits and you make withdrawals, and you have to make more deposits than withdrawals in the bank of life, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like I'm in a place in my life now where I want to do that service. I have all of this knowledge in my head, have all of this experience in my head, and I could have kept doing it in the same company. I had that opportunity. Took me over a year to resign and to find a replacement. But I was so determined that there was more out there.
There's
and
a broader
I do
audience.
Want to serve. Yes,
right, right.
Absolutely.
Is that really what prompted you to
it is.
Open? Yeah.
It is. I had been thinking about it for quite some time, and I will just be very honest and very personal with you. I went through a bout of breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And that was in the height of my career. It was just a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact. And I knew the day that I got the diagnosis that it had nothing to do with breast cancer, that it had everything to do with the changes that I needed to make in my life. And that's what it came down to. So this has been something in my heart, and I'm happy to report that I am completely cancer-free.
Wow, that's good to hear.
It's wonderful.
But you know, sometimes, you know, there's a trigger, right? There's a
Absolutely.
Trigger that really gets you to shine the mirror on yourself and be introspective. And am I doing all the right things, all that I can do? And, you know, being a breast cancer survivor, that as you even said, that was part of your trigger.
Absolutely. It was a part of my trigger. And it was a part of the reason that I wanted to start this company. I want to be able to reach out, and I want to be able to help others become that 360-degree influencer. That, to me, is so powerful. So I know we'll take some time to talk about that.
Right. You know, one thing that you said, and I really listened at the beginning, you're focusing on mid-level managers. Mm-hmm. And I know okay? Because, you know, I ran a $120 million company with 400 employees that we built, and we focus a lot early on to take managers and to be effective leaders. But through my own ignorance and neglect, it's the existing managers that have been in place for a while, it's almost like we set it and forget it.
We absolutely do. And a lot of time these managers have been promoted because they were fabulous sales reps, or they were fabulous in the field, or service reps, whatever their industry is. Even fast food industry, they're promoting people from within. We love to do that as corporations, but then we do not give them adequate training as coaches. Yes, they're managers and they're managing people now, and that is very different even than managing customers on the outside. So that's just my heart, that's my focus, and also enabling them and empowering them to be coaches. I know that's a catchphrase nowadays, but it's very, very true. You manage things on a day-to-day basis. You manage a to-do list, but you coach a person, and that's really exciting to me.
Wow. You know, I just put something out on my multimedia that said, you know, early on in my career as a leader, I had only one tool in my tool belt. Unfortunately, it was a club.
Yeah.
You know?
So, absolutely.
I came at people with a lot of heat, and I think I could have benefited from some training right then and there. But, you know, I was in that set it and forget it mode and
absolutely.
Just kind of had to learn on the fly. That takes time, energy, and with that time and energy is missed opportunity.
Absolutely. And the ability to change. One thing that has really stuck with me through this, because, you know, after you've had a great career, sometimes you really don't want to change. It can be difficult. You don't necessarily have the inspiration to change. But at the same time, if we don't change, we're dying. If we're not changing, we're not growing. Therefore, we are dying. And that also goes for companies and corporations. And that is also a big passion for me is let's talk about change. Let's embrace change. Matter of fact, let's take charge of our change. Let's not run from it. Let's take charge of it. And that is something that PowerUp really focuses on, is helping people, helping individuals, but also helping companies take charge of the change that's going to get them to the next level.
Okay, that's great. We're going to come back to that change in just a moment. Guys, is your lawn green? I want to tell you, my lawn is perfectly green. I'm proud to say this month, my yard is the yard of the month in Isle of Palms. Woohoo! Why? Because my sprinkler system is put together and upkept, however you want to say it, by Scott Houlihan and the good folks at Houlihan Territory. They're the only call I make for any irrigation system related issues that I ever have. They do complete installs. They'll fix the sprinkler head that your daughter runs over when she's backing out and learn to drive, so you don't have to spend 3 hours on a Saturday morning fixing it. They do drainage ditches. They do wells. They do anything irrigation, landscape lighting. The folks are terrific. 904-285-9505. I want to make sure I get the number right. 904-285-9505. Houlihan Territory. You call them and make sure you tell them that Pete the Job Guy sent you. You know, Bobby Lynn, let's get back to when you said change. One thing I read about you, and what was your favorite quote? And it says, and it's fantastic. Your life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change. And that was said by Jim Rohn. Mm-hmm. I think that's a testimony to what you just said and your commitment to that.
Absolutely. And we're all going through different changes in our jobs and in our careers. And some of them we choose because we do, like I just talked about, wanted to make something different and wanted to build a company. But other people, this change is imposed upon them. It was maybe not their choice. Maybe it was a market downsize or a company downsize. So I also really like to look at that and, again, take charge of that change, because at first that can be very unsettling.
Right.
So that is something that we focus on as well.
Well, who are the people that could really benefit from Power Up training and coaching?
Sure. The people that I really like to focus on are your small to mid-level companies that may or may not have a training department. Many of them do not. I was at a meeting last week of HR directors, and I was blown away by how many of them do not have a training department at all. And they all talked about needing just a little bit of training here, a little bit of training there. And that's what I do. I love to go in, meet with the leaders of the company, and then customize training for their needs. So it's really that mid-level company that has a fair number of mid-level managers as well.
Got it. What do you think it is that prevents companies from growing?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, I'm going to say training, right? But also, I believe a lot of it comes to play in hiring. But that's for a different Sunday. But I also feel that it is in the training. But it's also nowadays certainly in understanding that you've got to make the changes to grow. You've got to make some companies will keep doing the exact same thing because it's worked right. Very well for them. With the rate that technology is changing all of our businesses, with the rate that it's changing the way we sell, the way we reach our customers, I feel like we have to address that. So we have to continue to be growing. And a lot of companies have a difficult time with that. And that's something that I'm so passionate about. I love to go in and see where we can make some changes and positive changes. And we want to empower these changes. I talked earlier about this 360-degree influencer. I believe that all of us within our companies can be that. We can have a part of that because you want your influence to go up to the people above you so that they're listening to you, so that they're hearing your ideas. And then obviously your influence below you of the people that you're managing or your junior level employees too. Right. So those are the ones that we like to attract.
Man, I love that. And you know, the focus on hiring, training, but if you train, that means you're investing in your people. And that aids a lot into retention because the cost of turnover is tough for a lot of businesses. And that could be a hindrance to your growth too. Invest in your people.
Absolutely. And you know, it goes back to the first one that we said of hiring, because if you get in a situation where you lose a great employee, you had a stat on your show a couple of weeks ago that said, I believe it was 53% of middle managers leave their positions or they are unhappy because they don't have enough training.
Right.
They don't feel equipped. So we want to address that because it is so incredibly expensive when you lose somebody at that level with that level of experience as well.
Right. Well, tell me, what's your training methodology? What's unique about it?
Oh, I love it. That's the fun part. That's something that I have been really, truly working on for 20 years with my corporate career. And it's very easy. It's so simple. It's growing with ease. And there are components of it that I work with the senior management on leading with ease, where we are evaluating, exploring, and we're coming up with strategies to help support their change that they need to implement. My second level, which is my very favorite, is coaching with ease. And this is for the sales managers. And so I have a complete program that I've written where we go in and we talk about how to best coach either your sales reps or your service people, whoever you are truly servicing and who you are managing. So we do that through Empathize, Explore, and some smart solutions and strategies. Those are very important. And what I want to throw in here with coaching with ease that's so important to this, and a component of my training that to me what makes the difference, I follow up. I stick with you through it. Yes, I'm going to come in. I'm going to get to know your upper management, but I'm also going to ride with your people. I want to be in the field. I want to understand what they're going through. And then I'm going to customize this curriculum that I already have written. So it is cost effective because it's out of the box. I just customize it for your company and for your needs.
It's fantastic. And that can go across all different industries,
all
too.
All different industries. When I was with my company, I went through over 10 mergers and acquisitions of companies that we purchased. All of the companies ended up using this. We would bring in their management, their salespeople. We applied this theory to them, and it was great success. That's how we got to be a $2.4 billion company. So, yes, it is across all industries, and I have experience with that.
One thing you said it's very unique, and I really, really respect it, is the follow-up. Because a lot of times, I mean, we're all guilty of it. You go to a seminar, you go through training, and you're all enthused, and everything's great. And then you go back to work, and you got a pile of emails, and you got the phone's ringing off the hook, and you put whatever booklet or pamphlet that goes with the training that you're going to get to.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put this in my life. But it goes up on the credenza and starts, you know, 2 hours from now, I'm going to get to it. And then all in 2 days and next week and, you know, and then a month goes by, it's collecting dust. And that shot in your arm that you got for that weekend training seminar is now just melted away and it's gone.
Absolutely. And your company paid a bazillion dollars for that, or you even may have paid for it out of pocket. And they say truly their retention is only about 3 days if you do not begin applying it. So wow. I have taken all of that and those statistics, and I have incorporated that into my training program. So there is immediate follow-up. Yes, we are going to train, we are going to teach, but then there's going to be immediate coaching and follow-up, because I love the coaching the coach part. That to me is the most fulfilling, because that's where you truly see differences and change that last.
Very interesting. Given my background experience, I can tell you I see the value in your program.
Thank you.
So I heard a little birdie told me that you're going to be speaking at Navigate Women's Summit coming up. What are you going to talk about there?
I am so excited about this. Yes, it is Navigate a Women's Summit on September the 23rd, and I will be speaking about taking charge of the change. So it's really taking charge of the change in your life, just like you and I have talked about, and the empowerment that can come when you choose to take charge of the changes that are occurring in your life instead of backing away from them, but truly the empowerment that comes from that. So you can tell I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a fabulous summit. The other women that are speaking are phenomenal as well. It's just a great opportunity for business ladies, for entrepreneurs, even for the ladies that perhaps have been out of the marketplace for a while and are looking to get back in. Really great opportunity.
Navigate Women's Summit, September 23rd.
Yes, sir. Right. You can find it online.
All right. Now I want to ask you this real important question.
Sure.
No, and all you know now, your career journey, your life, if you could go back in time and give young Bobby Lynn some advice, maybe 19, 20 years old, you just want to say, Bobby Lynn, I just got to tell you this. What's that advice look like?
You know, Pete, it would probably have a little bit to do with what you said at the very beginning, was listen to your mentors, watch for those mentors. I have been very blessed to have people that have spoken over my life throughout my career. Just took me a little while to finally listen to them. Mm-hmm. I think as most young, that was a very young college graduate, as most of us are, you just want that job. You just want that job in that city, whatever it is. And I didn't really go after what I loved. And it took me a number of years to finally get onto the training path and into corporate training. But I wouldn't trade out the experience either, because it certainly has gotten me where I am now.
Yeah, and I can tell you're passionate about it. You found your right career path. Absolutely. All right, if listeners want more information about Power Up Training and Consulting, how can they get it?
Well, they can go to www.powerup.com/TC.com, and you can also find me on LinkedIn, Bobby Lynn Dawson. Please reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm loving that and connecting with the people here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, your network is so important too. Do you do a lot of networking events?
You know, I do, and I'm really getting involved with the Navigate, with the Women's Summit, and I enjoy that. I'm also getting involved with some of the HR coordinators here in Jacksonville. I think that that's very important as well.
Okay, very good. Well, that music right now is telling us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Bobby Lynn, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you so much for having me, Pete. It's been a blast.
I'm glad you're here. Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
Do the hustle!
Welcome back, all you hard workers. Man, if you missed the first half hour of this show, you missed a power-packed episode. It's fantastic. My guest was Bobby Lynn Dawson, and she's the owner of Power Up Training and Consulting. And man, she just does things differently. She does them better, more impactful. She creates customized training programs for small to mid-sized businesses right here in Jacksonville. And man, the way she said she follows up, making sure it happens. I got a long history and a career in training and development before I get into staffing, and I understand a good solid program and a well-constructed one, and Bobby Lynn is really, really on to something, and I recommend you guys reach out to Bobby Lynn Dawson, link in with her, you'll see her, and she's just fantastic. All right, guys, I am a staffing expert, okay? I say that because when I give career advice, I've been in the workforce for a long time. I'm not a young man. I'm 54 years young. And I've been in staffing and consulting right here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. I built SNI companies to a $120 million annual revenue company, and it made about $9.6 million in EBITDA. That's profit per year. It was a great company, and I've done this for a while. I work for GEE Group that bought that company. And now, guys, I am Pete the Job Guy full-time. I run a radio show, and I'm happy to do it. But guess what? Right now, I can help you. If you need assistance, I'm going to tell you, if you're a company here in town and you're struggling finding good, solid, qualified candidates, you can just send me a note, pete@petethejobguy.com. And if I can help you, I'll help you. And if I can't, I'll point you to somebody that can, pete@petethejobguy.com. But what I can assure you is there hasn't been a good qualified candidate genocide anytime soon. They're out there. They're just harder to find. Or you have to figure out a different way and build a better mousetrap to get to these folks. And I've been doing this long enough, and I've stayed very current with technology, and I'm going to tell you something. I can find those hard-to-find people. I can turn over all the rocks, and I can kiss all the frogs to find that prince or princess that you're looking for. Pete@petethejobguy.com is what you need to do. Guys, each week, I have my weekly contributors, and they are fantastic. My next weekly contributor, the first one for the show today, is Coach Larry O'Brien. Larry helps managers become effective leaders through his coaching and tips that he gives. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
It was 2014, and my wife and my best coach, she asked me a question. She said, "Do you want to keep doing your job for the next 20 years?" I thought, "Yeah, heck yeah, I do." I was doing work that I really enjoyed. I built an amazing network in my company. And you may have heard it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, it's really who knows you, which is the most important. And people knew me throughout this Fortune 50 company, all over the world, as a matter of fact. After all, I mean, I spent 16 years there. And I also wanted to mention that I had a decent salary. I got a decent bonus, stock purchase plan, health and life insurance, and wow, there really was a lot to be grateful for. So I did want to stay. But then I really started to think about the question that she asked me. I mean, that's only fair, right? Was I truly excited about the work? My organization had changed, and was I truly excited about where we were going? And, you know, the answer was no. I thought of my values, and they're very clear to me. My values are family, freedom, growth, achievement, and travel. And in that order, by the way, were my values being satisfied? Yeah, somewhat. But could they be satisfied more? And the answer was yes. So I looked at job options. I looked at job locations. I looked at our savings. What did we do? Well, ultimately, I quit my job. We sold our house and we moved our kids to South Carolina. And people thought I had great courage, but really, I could see that they thought that I was crazy. They said, "I could never do that." So what made it so easy for me? Well, it was knowing what my values are. I wanted to spend more time with my kids, especially at their young ages. I wanted the freedom to take an afternoon off and go fishing or play golf. I wanted to do something that I was terrified of, which was to start my own leadership development firm. And I wanted to grow, and I wanted to achieve that. So the good news is that 5 years have passed, and I'm living my values. I'm getting to travel and spending more time with my family. I also work when I want and can say no to work that doesn't appeal to me. Don't get me wrong, I still work hard, I still need to work, but it's work that energizes me. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, "The treasure you seek is in the cave that you are most afraid of entering." And that was true for my case, but I had a partner who had faith in me, so how could I not have faith in myself? I say all this to let you know that I plan on taking the month of July off to spend time with my family, travel, and just have fun. As such, I will not be on the radio with you all for that period of time. Do know that I am coming back, though, hopefully fully charged and full of new topics to share. I also share this so that you can reflect on your top values and what your next move might be. I created a process to help people identify their values and look out the front windshield to help them decide what their next move should be. So contact me at www.mendozaandobrien.com if you'd like to learn more about that process. Thank you all, and we'll see you in August.
Oh, Coach Larry, another gem. Guys, I highly endorse personally and professionally that you call Coach Larry O'Brien. You just go to MendozaandO'Brien.com, engage him. You will be the better for it. A lot of folks, you know, if you go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, you can listen to all Larry's past episodes. If you have, let's say you're the director and you have four managers under you, when you have a meeting, a weekly meeting, just listen to one of Coach Larry's tips, and then after that, put together a plan about how you're going to implement what Larry says during your week. And I guarantee you, you'll get effective results just by doing that. But I also recommend that you go to Mendoza and O'Brien and engage Larry O'Brien. Okay, this next part of the show is an interesting one. It's a segment we call the Ongoing HR Chronicles of David Mosier. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know this is where you cry until you wet your pants, basically, because it's hilarious. And this is a guy that works at a manufacturing plant in upstate New York. He always is at odds with his corporate HR department because David seems to do things that he thinks make sense to help him, but it's always at the expense of everybody else, and they're kind of weird and silly things. But each week he sends me an update. In the past couple weeks, he's sent an update. He was tasked with hiring five new engineers. And the way he wanted to, you know, kind of think out of the box during his interview process is he hired a group of actors to frighten applicants so he could really judge this to see how they act in a stressful situation. That's interesting. Last week with the scuba gear, I don't know if you heard it, but this is chapter three of that interview process. And if you didn't listen to last week, it ended with sirens coming. I think they were going to take him off the premises right there. But with no further ado, let's get our ongoing HR Chronicle update from David Mosier.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mosier from Upstate, calling in to bring you up to speed on how my hiring process is going. If you recall, I've been using a local theater group to assist me in some of these interviews, and I finished up the interviews last week, got interrupted rather abruptly by HR, was unable to completely finish the final interview, and had to meet with HR as it relates to some of these interviews and some questions. We'll talk about that in a moment. I wanted to recap how the interviews went. I did five interviews. If you recall, the interview with the mime went pretty well. I was happy with that. Unfortunately, the theater group thought it went pretty well also, and they poached that interviewee from me. And they've hired that interviewee to work in the theater group. I was a little irritated by this, but the theater group was helping me out, so I have to, I guess, understand how that's the way things go. But that person was hired by the theater group. If you remember the maniacal twin and food police interviews, I did not hear back from those two individuals, but now HR is informing me that they have filed a class action lawsuit against the company for actions taken during the interview process. I'm not sure the legal details of what's in that filing, but I have a feeling that'll be tied up in litigation for some time. So, unable to make an offer there, and the company's going to have to address that issue. The snorkel interview, which was one of the interviews I conducted, and it was interrupted. I like that person a lot. they were able to answer my questions, even though I was speaking through a snorkel during the time of the interview. And I've made them a job offer. Have not heard back from them, but I'll keep pinging them to see if I can get something back from them. But I have made an offer to them. And then in the diaper interview, the interview where I had a theater group person in a diaper rocking in the corner, that person did get back to me and has stated that they have retired from the workforce, citing the interview, which I'm a little confused by, but from what I can tell, they have retired from the workforce, moved to Costa Rica, and are doing missionary work down there at this point. So I'm not sure what to make of that, but that's a decision they have made. After the interviews were interrupted and I met with HR, there's been quite a bit of activity at the company. They feel now I'm going to have to attend mandatory management training and mandatory interview training as a result of this process. I have a feeling the class action lawsuit has them a little upset. So I'm working with HR now. They're going to send me a packet of information that I'm going to review about what training I have to go to and when. I've been through this before on other issues, so I kind of know the drill. So I'll let you know how the training goes and what I decide to do there. But this is something I'm just going to have to make my way through.
Yeah, that just happened. That's David Mosier. That's that's an interesting segment. David, you just keep sending me those updates, son, because those are fantastic. I love hearing them, and we're going to keep playing them as long as you keep sending them. If you missed the first half of the show, it's okay. Next time, set your alarm a little bit earlier and be ready for the 8 o'clock buzzer. But you can always listen to each one of my shows in perpetuity because we put them out as a podcast on Monday afternoons. And all you have to do is go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you can see, I guess you click on episodes, and then you can see we separate each one. They'll have a title, and you'll see a picture of who my guest is and what the topic is about. And if there's something that you want to focus on, let's say it's overcoming adversity, or if there's how to deal with change or conflict, well, chances are over the past year plus, we've done an episode on it, and you can kind of go back to it, click on it, listen to it, and probably glean some information that's going to help you through whatever crisis in the workplace that you're dealing with, because we address it all. If there's a topic that you would like me to address, or if you'd like me to have a guest on that that might be an expert and we'll go right through it, just shoot me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. If you want to be a guest, or if you want to sponsor the show and come in, that's very easily done through pete@petethejobguy.com. Just reach out to me. I get to almost everybody's email as fast as I can. Sometimes if you're asking me a workforce-related question that doesn't seem to be a hot potato, you just want some information, and if you send it to me and I get a little backlogged, periodically, Josh and I do a show where all we do, and Josh McCarthy is the world-famous Josh McCarthy. He is our producer. What do you say, Josh?
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Now, Josh and I do an episode we call, what it was, a mailbag.
Mailbag time, yep.
Right. And is there actually a mailbag, Josh?
There is. There sure is. Only I get to see it, though. Yeah. And I locked it away in the Pete the Job Guy's vault.
That's it. You know, send your snail mail to me. Yeah, no, there's no actual mailbag, but it's where Josh will pick like a handful, as many as the show can, you know, from a timing perspective. And he'll read them out, the readers send in, and we'll get your call or your issue addressed live on the air. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, guys, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow, and that means it's dedicated to you. We try to help you to become more effective and productive in your careers and help you through some of those career stumbling points or difficult, stressful situations. But I don't want anybody to ever forget that I am a staffing expert based right here in Jacksonville, Florida, with over Florida. I always put the ER at the end. There's my Boston. You know, I can't say hard worker, but I can say Florida. And I have an idea, and I saw it. You know, you fellow Bostonians, you know, you do the same thing I do, and we always trip up with it. But I'm right here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I help businesses find those short supply, high demand, talented people that you can't seem to find on your own, or it's taking you too long, or it's too expensive to find it. Just reach out to me, pete@petethejobguy.com. And if I can't help you, I promise you I will. And if I can't, I'll refer you to some good people that can, because that's just the way I roll. At the beginning of the show, I told everybody to pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on in your life, because your life is a gift. And don't be so focused on the future that you neglect to open the present. Right? A little play on words. Life is a gift. Open the present. Focus in the present. Listen. Sometimes in life, some of the most, you know, information of significance can come from anywhere, from anybody, at any time. And some of the most influential people in your life, they might just be passersby. They, you know, they might be in your life for, you know, a day, a week, a month, a year or so, and they share some information that can be life-changing for you. You got to pick up on life's cues. They do or say something that, geez, when you look back, an old guy like me, I look back and say, man, if I only would have listened to so-and-so and done this, or paid attention more, or, you know, it, been more involved in my kids' childhood, and now they're older and I'm trying to make up for lost time. You got to live in the moment. You got to balance that time focusing on the future, but unwrap your present, guys, and recognize it. And I told a story about how somebody had shared with me while I was in the Navy how to get my degree inside of 5 years while still working 50 hours a week. And I did what he said. And that person was only in my life for a fleeting moment. And he told me, and I wrote it down, and I did exactly what he said. And, you know, 2 months before I graduated college, some 5 years after he shared that information with me, I was fortunate enough to run into him again by happenstance. It's just coincidental. I saw him again, and I thanked him because he had a massive impact on my life. That degree has opened a lot of doors for me, and I appreciate him for that. All right, guys, you know what? Winners win. You know what I just won? I just won Yard of the Month in our Isle of Palms subdivision. Woo-hoo! Winners win, people. One of the major reasons why I won is because my lawn is perfectly irrigated. I have an irrigation system, and the only people that I use, installation, maintenance, anything, it's Houlihan Territory. And the good folks at Houlihan Territory, led by Scott Houlihan, take care of my lawn. And they did it for 12 years over at Jack's Golf before I moved to where I live now. If you need anything to do with irrigation, you call Houlihan Territory, 904-285-9505. And you make sure you let them know that Pete the Job Guy sent you. Not only do they do irrigation systems, they do wells, deep wells, they do shallow wells, drainage. They even do some of the best landscape lighting you'll ever see. You know, make the one call that I make when I need any of that. I call Houlihan Territory, 904-285-9505. Guys, this next part of the show is one that I love, and I know you do too if you're a regular listener, because I get a lot of mail, and you guys tell me I love this show. Some of you at first didn't understand why I put it in there, but I put it in there. Why? For me. This next part is our Boston update from Boston Danny. But you know, if you listen to the show, you've read my bio on PeteTheJobGuy.com, or you see me on LinkedIn and some of our other social media outlets, I'm from a town that's northeast of Boston, maybe 25 minutes northeast of Boston. It's Tewksbury, Massachusetts. And Tewksbury, Massachusetts, shout out to you. I got a lot of listeners there, some friends that I grew up with that tune in each week. But, you know, that's where this whole hard worker thing came from, right? Because the biggest compliment that we can give somebody if you live up in Tewksbury, Massachusetts wasn't, oh, he's the richest, or she's the smartest, or he's the best at this, or the most likely to whatever. The biggest compliment that you could give somebody in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, would you insist, it goes just like this: that Peter, he's a hard worker. Oh, he's a hard worker. And that's what this show is about, because that philosophy, that hard work, the perseverance, that every day you show up and you give it your all, buzzer or buzzer. I don't care what role you're in, what station you're in life. I don't care what your career is and what your industry is. You want to make it better? You want to make your present better? Work harder. Sure, work smart. Work your smartest, but you better work your hardest. If you're not working your hardest, shame on you. You owe it to your employer, to yourself, and anybody that depends on you to work your hardest every day. And that's what this show's about. Okay? That's why it's Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Now, let's go to Boston Danny. And I've got to tell you, I met this guy over 30 years ago when we went to boot camp together. You know, and I have friends for life. Danny's a friend for life. With no further ado, let's get our Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with your news from up north. So, you know, I like to talk about weather up in New England. And, you know, we have the saying that if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes because it's sure to change. So, you know, last weekend we had 100-degree days. Brutal humidity. It was killer weather. Tuesday shows up. We got tornadoes touching down in the Cape. I don't know if you've seen it on the news, but a couple FE1s touched down in Harwich and Yarmouth and did some real damage there on the ground a little bit, tearing up trees, taking roofs off hotels, throwing people's deck furniture around, crashing trees into the houses, power outages. It was pretty bad. They had some video, you know, the water spouts coming across the bays and the marshes, and all I could think of, here we are, we got a shark problem, now we got tornadoes. You know what that equals? Sharknado. But nothing like that happened, thank goodness, and beaches are still safe. You could come on up and check out our beaches for a little bit. So, you know, once the tornadoes tore through, the temperature went down, we got 80 degrees, we got 50% humidity. It's like beautiful working weather all week, folks. You know, great sleeping weather. You can give your ACs a rest, open the windows, get a nice breeze. Just really nice New England summer stuff. You love it. So, you know, I think back 1985, I was on the Eisenhower in the Med, and, you know, they used to cruise around through some of the rainstorms just to get, you know, some fresh water on the birds, on the equipment, get everything washed down. But, you know, I saw this water spout tornado that they were calling it. Thing was, you know, ginormous. It was very dark, huge. And here I am on, you know, I'm on a billion-dollar warship, you know, at the time, one of the most powerful, you know, vessels on the water. And this thing could have taken us right out. I'm glad I didn't have to experience anything like that. But, you know, you people down in Florida, you know what we're talking about. They're not uncommon for you. And, you know, just think of those people. It's not any fun. So, Sharknadoes, not so fun. So, I got your birthday wishes and all your other stuff. Keep them coming, folks. You know how much I like doing it. I love wishing everybody a wicked pisser birthday. Do something nice for yourself. You know, if nobody else will do it for yourself. And just, you know, enjoy yourself. It's your day. So, you know, have a wicked pisser birthday to Peter Tenneick, Mike Buscanara, Kerry Monroe, Greta Hackney, and I want to give a special happy birthday to my daughter, Jessica. You know, I know all her birthday wishes have come through. She has her beautiful son, Desmond. So, and I couldn't be any happier with our grandson. He's, you know, he's right on target, doing everything he's supposed to, folks. We just love him to death. So, brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday. You know what I mean? Stay tuned. Peter got the great, best show from 8 to 9 every Sunday. Get lots of advice here. Take care, folks.
Thank you, Boston Danny. If you'd like to have a shout-out birthday anniversary, just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, fill out the form, and we'll make sure Boston Danny gives you a shout-out like only Boston Danny can. If you missed the first part of the show, guys, Bobby Lynn Dawson was awesome. You can listen to the show in its entirety and for perpetuity on PeteTheJobGuy.com. That music tells us we're coming to the end of the show. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.